All right, this is CCNR committee meeting, Monday, June 3rd, 2024. It is now 5:30 exactly. And would you do a roll call, please?
Absolutely. Chair Dutta.
Present.
Vice Chair Bazin.
Present.
Committee member Hill Calvert.
Present.
Committee member Eastwood.
Present.
And committee member Israel.
Present.
Awesome.
Great. A public testimony will be received on each agenda item as it's called. The principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes, except with the consent of the committee. Individual will be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive any said rules by majority vote. Do we have an approval of agenda? I don't see any public, by the way.
Okay. I move we approve the agenda.
Thank you.
A second.
Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
I just moved.
Okay, he just moved.
Second.
Yeah. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Hearing no objection, the agenda is passed. The approval of the conformed agenda, CCNR meeting, May 6, 2024. Have all of you seen the conformed agenda? Do you have any comments, questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the conformed agenda for May 6, 2024.
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Sid. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Second by committee member, Director Israel. Now, we have any questions, comments on this motion? If not, we'll take a vote. Those in favor, say aye.
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 Those against, say nay. No objection. The conformed agenda from May 6, 2024 is admitted and passed. Open forum. Again, we have no public, but I'll read it anyway. Members of the public may speak on any item not on the agenda that falls within the responsibilities of the committee. Since we have nobody, we'll move on to monthly staff report. Jim?
All right, thank you. So you'll notice even between the conformed agenda and this agenda, total cases is still at 58. However, there was a lot of action in the month of May. With that, we had 23 new cases and 23 cleared cases. So our inspector was out moving around about the field quite a bit. We were finalizing a couple neighborhood campaigns and trying to get those areas cleaned up. And with the 58 cases, we have 15 courtesy notices, 11 initial notices, 8 final notices, 4 pre-legal notices, and none referred to legal at this time. The remaining cases are complaints filed or verified or continue to monitor. We do actually do keep a lot of cases we will continue to monitor for some time. And at this time of year when people are bringing out their recreational vehicles to play, they're doing a lot of repairs or polishing and stuff like that, restocking. So we ended up with quite a few cases that would be pending or continued to monitor throughout the month of May to see if they were just coming out for a cleaning or a tidying up. So some of those disappeared. So. You do have the report that's in the back. Is there any questions on the report?
I had a question on ARC rejected a project. Looks like.
Okay. We didn't have any. Are they on the conformed agenda?
Sorry, that was the conformed agenda.
I can answer that. It's most of the time it's not necessarily a denied project. It's a request for more information. In this case, it was just that.
Yeah, no, that was last month.
Yes. Okay. If there's no more questions on the CCNR,
on our table,
I can go over to item B, which is architectural review projects. Again, common numbers here. We had 23 projects that were reviewed and 23 approved. And those projects were all over the board. It was 8 roofs, 1 solar, 1 tree removal, 2 fences, 1 new home construction, 1 ADU, 2 pools, 2 exterior paint, 4 decks, and 1 patio cover. So, a lot of action out there with various different projects.
Just a quick question.
Sure.
The architectural review projects, there were 23 new ones, and all of them got approved.
Yes.
Okay.
That is one thing that we work very hard on here. If a project comes in and I'm missing information or need clarification, we will contact the applicant. If there's even further more to review, we will go out to the site and kind of get a better bearing of what's going on so that when it's presented to the ARC committee, we have a full idea of the project request.
Great.
We also started that site assistance program, which is inviting homeowners that even if they have an idea of something they want to do, call us up. We'll come on out with your CC&Rs, and we'll let you know what you can and cannot do. And our job is to really see how we can maximize not only on just areas of storage or something like that, but also their curb value. So we'll look at other things and kind of not necessarily pitch them design ideas or anything like that, because that is their responsibility, but we will give them a little bit more, a few more options of what they can and cannot do. A good example right now is someone's using their recreational trailer as a greenhouse. Well, she called us up because I've been tagging her for screening issues. And she called us up and we set an appointment today. We'll meet with her, I think, in 2 weeks. And we're just going to, we've reviewed the CC&Rs to a point where, okay, you can't have the trailer there, but you can have a greenhouse. And we'll talk to them about those kind of ideas. Okay, sell the trailer, get the money, buy the greenhouse.
Good work.
I didn't know greenhouses had wheels.
This one does, and you know what? They made a good point. They're like, look, with the way these are built and having a sink in there, this thing's making a great greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. They have lots of windows, too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get what you need.
But you usually should have windows on the top.
You got the whole thing.
Top, too.
But the only problem is, now it's in front of the front edge, it's a little bit of light. So
what's she growing in there?
Yeah, that she has clock
questions. I'm going to get into
maybe
that.
Because you might want to move quickly.
All house
plans.
So sounds like somebody's making some up.
Yeah. They did. Their house cats were eating
the plants. Oh my gosh.
Jim, I have 2 questions.
Sure.
The ADU, is that small mother-in-law, the tiny house thing?
ADU stands for additional dwelling unit. Yep.
And then what does JADU stand for?
Junior additional dwelling unit.
What is the difference between? Explain that one to me.
It's still tiny.
Yeah, what is it?
An ADU is usually detached from the home. It's usually got more square footage.
Uh-huh.
It oftentimes will have a full kitchen, where a JADU, if I'm not mistaken, it has to have at least a kitchenette.
Oh, okay. And then my other question is, the gazebo pergola, I can't pronounce it, pergola, is that right? Okay.
Pergola.
Pergola, thank you. I'm struggling with that. Those are typically in the back side of a house. Is this visible from the street or what?
The roof lines of most of your sheds and patio covers, pergolas, gazebos. Pergolas and gazebos to me are pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just what people want to call them.
Is it visible from the street? Is it in the backyard? Where is the placement?
They'll be visible from the street. If you got street frontage, you'll see.
Okay, and if we're not visible, then they would not have to get they would not have to go architectural review.
No, they would. One of the main reasons when you have a freestanding structure, the main thing we're going to look at is your setbacks, because a lot of people will push a shed or a patio cover or a carport right up against the fence. Now, Eldorado County Code has a 5-foot setback requirement, including eaves, where most of our neighborhoods have a 10-foot setback requirement. So we have to take in these projects and look at them. And that, another good example is a pool can't be seen over the fence, but they got to come through for that as well. And again, we're looking primarily at setbacks, because as you know, most of our neighborhoods do not have storm drains. So if that pool overflows, we require those setbacks to give a little bit of relief on a flood.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay.
Any more questions? Cool.
Okay, so the next item is item number 4, action item. Staff is seeking approval for the following 1064 through, CCR 23-1064. 4108 Plateau Circle, Twin Canyon Estate. Improperly stored vehicle, motorhome, is being stored on the street frontage. Complaints came each time it returns and stays for weeks at time except when on a trip. No permanent action has been taken to ensure it's stored off-site or behind a fence line. So you're asking for pre-approval for legal action, right?
Mm-hmm. We're asking for approval of pre-legal action. We do go out to all of these sites the day of the committee meeting, so we have an actual up-to-the-hour date. At this inspection, the motorhome was currently not there. However, we are on Monday. It could be out on a trip. There was a bunch of stuff out on the street frontage that looks like it's being staged for a dump pickup. So there was beds and dressers, and the whole frontage was pretty full. But since we've been playing this cat and mouse game with this recreational vehicle, this motorhome, we're still requesting the pre-legal approval. We do not have to take it to the pre-legal approval or pre-legal in the case law. But because this appears and it stays for 5 to 8 days at a time, and we get the complaints, we'd like to have this in our hip pocket to use if it comes back.
Okay. So the last time you were there, it's not there.
We were there today. It was not in the car.
And it happens frequently.
Yeah.
It's there one day, the next day it's gone.
For 4 or 5 days, and then it comes back. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any questions by the committee members?
So you would wait to issue a notice until it's there, obviously.
Yeah. In this case, it's a monitoring situation, and we have gone through courtesy notice, initial notice, and final notice when it all comes back. I will let you know that this is a rented property. The homeowner is in Texas. So it's a matter of getting the homeowner's attention. 9 times out of 10, when we have the homeowner's attention, action happens.
Thus far, the homeowner's not.
Have you contacted them?
We have not received any contact from them, but we've sent them out.
But you've sent them, okay.
I move to approve action item A, 4108 Plateau Circle, with the approval of pre-legal action with the caveat that the RV needs to be in the driveway when you do serve that pre-legal notice.
Absolutely. And that date, if it comes back, that photo will be in that notice of that date.
Okay, do we have a second on this?
Question, point of order. Do we actually have to take a vote on each one of these?
If they are action items.
So each one of these?
Yes.
Okay, there's all of the A through E. Okay.
Yeah, we'll move it along.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion on the table to do the pre-approved, pre-legal action condition upon the issuance of pre-legal only if that RV is present. Anyone in favor, say aye. Do you have any questions?
Aye.
Did we have a second in the motion?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. We had it. Okay, very good. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Aye.
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 Okay. Anyone opposing the motion, say nay. The motion passes. The request for pre-legal action is approved condition upon issuance of that once that RV is present. B, CCR 19-1086, 3559 Kimberly Road, Cameron Park North, number 3, improperly stored material. This case was brought back to the CCNR committee for review of the same violation that returned this year and found during inspections, the committee decided to roll back the violation to final notice due to the time between the violations. No action was taken to remove the appliances, trash, and material from the frontage. Recommendation, approve pre-legal action. Any questions?
I move to go to pre-legal, CCR 19-1086, 3559 Kimberly Road, unit number 3.
Okay.
Second.
Bassett just brought the motion. We have a second. Any questions, comments? If not, those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed say nay. The motion is approved for a pre-legal action on 3559 Kimberly Road. Item C, CCR 21-1054, 3350 Sage Drive, Cameron Park North, number 1. Improperly stored trailer item. The homeowner has two trailers regularly parked on street and in the driveway. In most cases, the trailers are stored behind the fence line when notice is served, but returns to street and driveway after a few weeks of abatement. Recommendation, approve pre-legal action. Any questions, comments on this by the committee? If not, we'll entertain a motion to approve pre-legal action.
So, I do have a question. I mean, how often are we talking about this, the trailers being present now for how long? I mean, are they coming back and there for 3 weeks? Are they there for 3 days?
They stay out until we give them notice. So, this case on Sage, they are working trailers. One is a cargo trailer, one is a box trailer.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's probably for whatever work the gentleman has there.
Yeah.
This case was, I'm trying to find the Sage. It opened up a year ago. This is Kimberly.
So he normally can't, and he has space to store it?
Yeah, he does have a side yard gate that was built when he bought the house.
So it's a convenience thing.
I think it is. It's, you know, the trailer was in the driveway today, and this one on the street was out on a job site, Sage Drive. This case opened up in 2021, and this was the end of 2021. Thank you, it's August.
Yeah.
The last inspections show us that, you know, we did a notice in 11/9/21, stuff was put away. We put a notice out on 5/16/23, stuff was put away. Now we started up on 5/13/2024, and the stuff is out. They were at final notice. That notice was last sent. Final notice was sent on 4/22. And from the final notice, we have not had a permit put away from that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
I move that CCR 21-1054, 3350 Sage Drive, Cameron Park North 1, be moved to pre-legal.
We have a motion.
I'll second that.
We have a second on this motion. Any questions, comments? If not, I'll move to take a vote on this. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed say nay. Having heard no objection, the motion passes. Your request for pre-approval of pre-legal action is now done, Jim.
Thank you.
Next item, item D, CCR 23-1042. 2614 Julie Court, Creekside Estate, Unit 5, Vehicle Restrictions. This case was reviewed by the committee last October. The homeowners did not put their boat into storage until the end of the boating season. The staging requirements are strict in this neighborhood, with only an allowance of 2 weeks of staging with any 6-month period. Currently, they have already exceeded the 2 weeks for the season. The owners of the case continue to fight the requirement of storage and told CC&R department they would not comply. Mm-hmm. Recommendation approved pre-legal action.
What is the season?
This voting season would be from, you know, like April, May. Okay. Through like September.
Okay.
October is usually about the time of year that
put things away.
Folsom Lake will usually have their berths and all their storage put away earlier in the season, more like August, September, depending on how the water levels are.
Okay.
This be a good long particular season. Boat.
Very low.
Some of you guys were here last year. This case, one of the complainants, the neighbors came in. This isn't a cul-de-sac that we've had a lot of troubles with. Issues of car trailers, boats, mm-hmm. stuff like that. This is the last one that we're finding coming back this year. Our record in a case log, it is the same boat. It's now parked in front of someone else's house. It has been.
Yeah, he just moves it around.
Yep, it has okay. been there since the beginning of the boating season.
Okay.
And while I'm not necessarily looking for them to never bring it back, what we're looking for them to do is actually put it away after use.
Yes.
So even though that they've exceeded this 2 week period, as long as they just bring it out to stage, go on their trip, come back, unload, and put it away in storage, I think we would be very satisfied with it. Mm-hmm. So okay. we don't necessarily want to penalize them to keep them from staging anymore. We just need them to comply with storage.
And they've told you they will not comply.
Basically, yeah, they said they weren't going to comply until the neighbor removed his laser from the driveway, which that is one of the complainants that came in and showed you guys last year the license plate, the current registration, and everything like that on his laser.
Right.
So that vehicle was running and currently registered, right?
It's currently registered. I still haven't seen it move.
Oh.
But it is currently registered.
Correct. Okay.
Any other question by the committee members?
I move CC&R 23-10-42-2614 Julie Court, Creekside Estates Unit 5, move to pre-legal.
Okay, we have a motion by Director Gossett.
Second.
Jerry just seconded that motion. Any questions, comments? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The motion passes. The last item on the agenda is 4E, CCR. This is the action item, by the way. CCR 22-1005, 6103 Conrad Drive, Cameron Park Estate, number 3, Article 2, use restriction 2.9.1, prohibited parking. The owner stores a trailer in the frontage for their side-by-side ATV. The item gets put into storage after use, but it sits in the driveway for long periods of time that exceed staging periods. Staff has received numerous complaints the moment it appears, which are often copied to different board members demanding action. Staff have received several notices through to final notice over the past 2 years. Recommendation, approve pre-legal action. That's what's on this. Do we have a motion?
Question. Yeah. So it's actually gone to pre-legal before, has it?
No, this case has not been pre-legal yet. This would be their first pre-legal.
Okay.
But it's gone through final notice?
It has gone through final notice. And basically, it's a side by. If any of you know the Kawasaki Mule or a Gator, a John Deere Gator, it's one of those kind of things where it's mm-hmm. got a cab and then a trailer in the back. Mm-hmm. Because of the different types of year, the specific times of year that this item is used, he loads the side-by-side in the trailer. It almost looks like they may be a hunter. So it's a seasonal use that he's using this for as well. However, as soon as it comes in, the side-by-side gets put away, but the trailer hauling the side-by-side does not. And we do know he has storage because he has put it away. However, like mentioned in this note, we know about it the day it shows up from a complainant, and then he counts down the days and sends us an email every single day, day two, three, day three, day four, and we have other directors that also get copied on these emails. So we're again, this is one of those that we're requesting this to get the attention and hopefully solve it.
Any other questions?
Was it there today?
Yes, it was.
I approve to, or I move to approve action item E at 6103 Connery Drive, Cameron Valley Estates number 3.
Okay, who seconds it?
Second.
Okay, Candace second. Any questions, comments on this? If not, we'll take a vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Motion for pre-approval of legal action is now approved on 6103 Connery Drive.
Thank you. And if I may say, I really appreciate you all for paying attention to these. And those of you that did have some time to go and take a look, that helps. I definitely can feel the room kind of go down when we get into pre-legal. And I totally understand that. None of us want to have to issue these kind of notices or lean this strong. However, it is the time of the year. And as you may remember back from the winter, we didn't have a lot of these. But this time of the year, some of those issues that have been plaguing us for these properties for the last 2 years, they come back. And since we're out there doing our job, this is what we get. So.
And we're doing our job.
Yeah, so. I really appreciate yes. you guys taking the patience to go through each one of these. Thank
no
you
problem. Happy to come. Okay, item number 5, staff updates. Back to you, Jim.
Okay, so because this is the busy time of the season where we have lots of recreational vehicles out, lots of project trailers, lots of boats and toys, we worked really hot and heavy the last, I would say, probably 12 to 14 months on neighborhood campaigns. We're still wrapping up a couple neighborhood campaigns in Cameron Park number 8, and another set of them around Estepa and Granada. That's also a troublesome area that we're trying to kind of get through the weeds on through the CCNRs. But this note here is just to let you know that we are going to finalize working those two neighborhood campaigns, but we're getting a lot of complaints. We're getting a lot of action out there. It does take a lot of our time. So neighborhood campaigns will be put on hold until things settle down a little bit, and we'll get back on those troubled areas or neighborhood campaigns towards the end of the recreational season. It also gives, working it this way gives us that time and helps us identify with a neighborhood that does need that neighborhood campaign, that education for their CCNRs. So this next couple of months, we are going to work complaints. We're going to work on case law. We're going to try and get things cleaned up and educate the public, and then we'll get back to the neighborhood campaigns after that.
Okay. Item B.
Item B is a win we wanted to share with you. This was the Holly Hills Lane that had the retaining wall at their watershed, and then also had a full 7-foot fence put on top of that. So they had kind of a compound that was up in the frontage, as well as creating blind spots for their neighbor to get in and out of his driveway. While it did take their full 90 days, once day 89 hit, the work started to be done, and the fence has been reduced. So we have cleared that case.
Not the retaining wall, but the fence.
The fence, yeah. The retaining wall is understood. It's more of a county issue. If they have a problem, that they can discuss it with them. But because of the watershed and where it crosses the road there, I think this, while the retaining wall only varies from 1 to 3 feet, it's definitely a benefit to all of them.
All right, next item 6, items for future CCNR committee agendas.
Does any of you want to have staff bring something forward that relates to CCNRs or ARC. A lot of times, our committee sometimes will ask something to come forward for educational purposes.
I noticed there was language in the website, CCNR language about wrecked vehicles and all that. So that was a good communication.
We've had, I think you might be referring to the one where we thanked the public for getting things.
No, it was kind of informational.
Okay. Yeah. Because our new one that we just released was also in regards to all the activities we have going on around Kemet Park right now.
Yeah, but I think it was on the tail end of that. There was something, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we just released a notice in our non-CCP newsletter that said, hey, we're going to have a lot of activities around Cameron Park Lake, a lot of activities around here at the campus, because you have swim teams, you have senior events, you have spectacular coming up. We requested people to just be mindful of their neighbors and where they're parking, try to be courteous about where you park, and if there is any road condition, traffic violations, you need to call your county municipalities, Eldorado Sheriff or CHP.
Summer Spectacular, that's on the 22nd of June.
Correct.
Are you having another event towards the end of the month as well?
I think there's a Kemet Park car show, right?
That's the Thunder in the Park.
That's yeah, next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's
this,
coming
this
up
weekend.
Next weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The 8th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's nice to have that brought back. We used to have that. We used to have anywhere from 1 to 2 a year out of Kemet Park Lake, and they were always pretty successful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have that coming back.
So what caused the Summer Spectacular to be advanced?
You know, I don't have the answer for that. Mike Grassley, he had some to do with the scheduling. Alan, general manager, do you have an idea? Why was Summer Spectacular pulled back to the 22nd as opposed to the 29th?
We were trying to avoid the conflict as we got closer to the fort. We were trying to be the first fireworks show on the slope to attract more people, and we managed to secure a warbird demonstration, which will immediately precede the fireworks.
Oh, okay. Demonstration.
Oh, what kind of demonstration?
3 warbirds are going to put on a show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, warbirds.
So those are
the warbirds?
Airplanes.
Yeah,
airplanes.
Okay. I know what warbirds are.
Okay, I'm trying
my grandfather flew one.
Something swimming around the lake or something.
Yeah. At 1,000 feet with special permission from the FAA.
Yes, it's so fun. They fly over the formation. That 4 of them fly over my house too. Every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of these is the U.S. champion at this stuff.
Oh, nice.
Okay. She lives in the park. All 3 of them do.
There's a Mustang and a Spitfire and...
A trainer.
Yeah, they renovate these at the airport.
Mm-hmm, I know.
They do the shows. Yeah.
They're really cool. I saw one take off last. Great. Was it last weekend?
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, yeah. When I watched the trainer take off, that was really cool.
They different.
I love
they
it.
Do have a different sound. You really can hear.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah, you know when the little planes are flying over like Cessnas, and you know when the warbirds are coming over.
My house shakes.
Yes, right. I love it.
All right. Items to take to the board of directors.
I don't see any. I haven't presented anything on the agenda from staff for the board of directors.
Committee members, anything? Okay. All right. Matters to and from committee members and staff. This is an exchange between staff and people who are present. That means you.
do we have any upcoming absences for the next meeting in July?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
That's the one, that's where I usually ask for my absences.
So we're going to meet on the 1st.
I believe that's where it lands. Mm-hmm.
After the 4th, isn't it?
No, the 1st is before the 4th.
What I meant to say is the 4th of July is the midweek.
It's a Thursday, I think. Yeah.
So Monday is what day?
It's a Monday's the 1st.
The 1st.
Okay, so we'll have the Monday meeting.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And you're trying to find out.
I mean, it doesn't
seem any
good to postpone it because you still got the 4th on the end of the week.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So all of us going to be here on the 21st.
Mm-hmm. I will make that effort. I can't. Promises, promises.
Sid said he'll make the effort. No guarantees.
I think I have a dentist appointment that day. Unfortunately, I have to be here in town. Okay.
Okay. So you'll be here, but won't talk.
Right? There you go. Something like that. I'll be very quiet. Yes.
All right. We'll go on with that meeting.
Yeah. And I do encourage, when you do talk to your neighbors, encourage them to buy a pass for the Cameron Park Spectacular. Even if they don't go to the park. You know, a lot of people do have good visibility from their own yards and stuff like that. But even if they're not going to go into Cameron Park Lake, if you pay that $20 and just buy a ticket or two and support the Cameron Park Spectacular, because you still are getting that show that costs the CSD some money.
That's an interesting point.
If you're able to sit in your backyard, contribute.
Yeah.
So pass that word around. If you want to throw the CSD a bone and help keep Cameron Park Spectacular alive,
yes.
Even if you're not going to be there, contribute.
I watch from the country club.
Yeah.
It's a perfect view.
But you still get to buy that donation. $20.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know. It's been years
They are looking for volunteers too.
And I think we have a good manage amount of volunteers. Don't we have some coming in?
To work at the lake, you mean?
No, I talked to Haley today. She's looking for volunteers.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a group pull out, so we are looking for more volunteers.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a 4-hour shift.
Yeah, I think it's scheduled for about 4.5 hours or so.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Okay. This motion is granted and meeting is adjourned. We can start.
Right now is 6:08.